And I really appreciate you talking to Johnny. And have you talked to Joe yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
And Gilbert?
I haven't spoken to Gilbert.
No.
Just Johnny and Joe.
And I have another one, Santiago. But I appreciate you. You know, this is going to be like I was telling my wife, because this is like, I'm considered into the dinosaur area. I'm a little dinosaur, you know. I barely made it with Ruben and Joe and Vatos that are been around,
right?
You know, and I'm proud to say that, you know, it's been a lot of years, but you know, when you're
well, and like I said, we've spoken to everyone. We've interviewed Ruben Ramos, Agustin. You know, we've been around, and the one sentiment that always comes up: Rocky could sing. He's got the voice. So, I mean, it made us want this interview.
Well, even, thank you. Even. I worked with Agustin and sang with Ruben One Day at a Time. And it's well, Leo and Alfonso. I mean, you know, in Austin, I can remember all the well, I call them big bands. They weren't big bands then.
Right.
Well, Orquesta, sí, Alfonso Ramos Orquesta, Meño Danley, Roy Montelongo. And this way before Agustin, and Agustin was playing guitar for Roy.
For Roy.
You know. And I was a kid running around doing gigs with these guys, like, wow, you know. But all this comes because of Joe and Johnny. That's
right,
why.
Right.
All my life I've been known to this day, man. And I'm proud, you know. We said, this Little Joe's brother. This since a kid.
Right.
It's always once and enoja little. Yo soy, ¿me entiendes?
Yeah.
And no, no que se enoja, pero you know,
yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
I don't like that stuff. You know? I'm so used to it, man. It's like I always thought, why didn't I do an album and named it like that? You know.
Right.
Pero other than that, I mean, what can I tell you? Well, the nowadays, I am green. I don't know who's on top and,
right,
you know.
Right,
and
right.
Who's on first and now, but I respect everybody.
Oh, of course,
you know,
of course.
I had the privilege of I worked in the old days in Corpus with the original Dinos.
Oh, okay.
Three singers.
Right.
And one of them was like Mel Tillis. He would, and I would never interrupt him. I'd be talking to him and he stuttered.
Right,
he stuttered
right.
A lot, you know. But I would never, and then he'd get up to sing in the trio.
Perfect, right.
Oh, man. Right in the, and the years passed by. I opened up for Salina in Houston. And, you know, it's, was meant to be is meant to be, I guess, because I saw this program, Chicano documentary. That really, I saw it as a real educational for, like, what y'all guys were doing.
Right.
Whoever did a real good job on it, man. Freddie Fender and Los Carnales de L.A., Tierra. And all these guys that is, you know, Los Lobos, Los, how people, Chicano bands, changed their names afterwards, after the hippie era came and everybody was, hey, man, get down and be yourself. And, you know, a lot of bands changed their name to, well, Tierra had a different name, Joe from Lednir to La Familia, Question Mark and the Mysterians, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And this guy's had a big hit, and we were in Detroit, and they come to the motel, like, too. And I'm like, ¿Y esto va a tocar? There's the star. You know, they come to, hey, let's go check out, you know, stuff like that, and I don't want to go into bragging and stuff, but I've met good people like Willie Nelson, man.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, I smoke with Willie
right.
in front of his studio.
Down to earth guy.
We were like three, four guys like this, and true story. And, you know, they started getting up, like, come on in, and traveling.
Right.
I couldn't get up, so he probably thought this little Mexican can smoke. And man, I couldn't get up. Then I got up and come on in. I was like, you know, it was something that I never forget. You know,
right.
Hanging around with Willie Studio and stuff like that. Same with Sleep at the Wheel and San Antonio Rose, B flat.